It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday, the 18th. I'm David Brancaccio, now hosting from New York. From here, we'll go anywhere technology and innovation is changing our lives and our society. This first week, we're getting out of the studio to see how this city, already a center of finance, fashion, and media, can also lay claim to a serious culture of tech innovation. I'll start with a fresh headline I saw. The personal computer is dead. I smell hyperbole, but here's the evidence. More memory chips are going into tablets and smartphones than into desktops and laptops. The real-world lesson here for kids who want to make tech a career? Bedrock assumptions are now demolished every couple years, and there's no telling what computers of the future will look like. Still, they can prepare. The New York Public Schools Software Engineering Academy opened its doors to 128 high school freshmen just the other day. It's backed by some of the city's venture capitalists who figure a center of tech needs a supply of young, bright minds, like 13-year-old Rahat Khan of the Bronx, who comes in on the 6 train loaded with enthusiasm for tech.
Can't live without it, yeah.
You can't live without technology?
Yeah, I can't. The power went off one day, and I had no clue what to do. I just stood outside. I had no, like, when I stayed home, I would have that urge to go on the computer or something, but I can't use it.
It's unfair to ask a ninth grader about your career plans, but do you have any kind of early sense if you were to pick a job now, what it might be?
Probably working with software engineering, something involving technology.
Rahat, a slim guy with braces, has experience fooling with basketball images in Photoshop, but the actual computer programming that underlies those systems is new to him.
This is the modern-day literacy that you need.
Eric Alotta teaches math here, but he does it via the language of software programming, like teaching statistics by having the kids learn how Netflix chooses movies for people.
Do you know that question that students are always asking, why am I supposed to do this?
Why am I studying this?
Why am I studying this? That has an answer immediately here. Everything here feels so real, and they're motivated because of that.
The idea is to develop a curriculum for this modern-day literacy that could spread throughout the New York public school system. If you saw the Hollywood movie about Facebook, the Winklevoss twins will be forever etched in memory. The chiseled Olympic rowers were in a long-running battle over their contention. They came up with Facebook, a fight settled for $65 million. Now the Winklevoss twins have invested $1 million in a fancy kind of social network called SumZero. Unlike many investment forums where people without expertise can just shoot off their mouths, Cameron Winklevoss tells us this is a social network for the pros.
People who work at hedge funds, private equity funds, or mutual funds who have skin in the game with their investments, so they're accountable. And if they're right, it's a great outcome. And if it's wrong, it hurts, their back pocket.
After what happened with Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, the twins might have been wary about partnering with fellow Harvard men. But Tyler Winklevoss says he's comfortable doing business with another old school chum, Divya Narendra, the SumZero CEO.
We had a pretty interesting journey with the whole social network movie and whatnot. So we're battle tested with Divya. We trust them as much as we trust each other.
Divya, the CEO, told me the twins bring social networking, branding, and PR experience to the project. That and $1 million. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Marketplace Tech. Tomorrow, we'll take a tour through the ecosystem of New York's startup world, taking the party from the hotel lobby to the tech-savvy yoga class. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.